Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Greg's New Year's resolution was to actually put up Twitter polls whenever I asked for them, because you did put the Twitter poll up. What's weirder? What's weirder? Numbering your socks or putting your shoes and socks on first and then your pants?
Which is what Rick Spielman does before on game day.
On game day. Mm-hmm. Uncensored.
Yes. 75% say it's weirder to put your pants on after your shoes. 25% said numbering your socks. I voted for numbering your socks.
You did?
Yeah, I think that's really...
No, putting the shoes on before the pants is...
They're both bizarre, but I wouldn't sit there and put numbers on socks. But it
makes sense.
The numbers on socks thing is a little bit OCD, but it's not... It does make sense. Putting your pants on after you put on your shoes and socks is borderline impossible.
It makes no sense.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of socks, Mr. Socks says he agrees with me and buys R&L socks.
Oh, wow. I sometimes buy R&L socks by mere... coincidence. I just happened to. I don't intend to necessarily. All right. A man who never intends to really do anything, but still shows up on the radio once a day at around 6 o'clock and write a column for the Detroit News is our next guest. We call him Wojo Wednesdays with Woj. Hello, Bob.
Happy New Year. Woo!
Oh, Happy New Year. That's right. Happy New Year to you.
Did not have a chance to wish you guys Happy New Year yet.
And would you like to wish a Happy New Year to our listeners?
Happy New Year. Woo!
He did last week. You just didn't wish Happy New Year to Jamie.
Right.
Well, exactly. The whole show. By the way, what you were describing there, your number in your socks is weird and everything. I still think it's kind of weird that the lovely and talented one still writes Stoney's name on all of the waistband of all of his pants and undergarments.
Well, he does that so if somebody finds him, they know how to send him
exactly.
home.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I still think it's weird your Christmas tree's still up.
And it is.
Yep.
All right. Well, Joe, the first question I have for you, I'm going to use a phrase that you might use, but is there panic in Harbaugh staff town?
Well, I wouldn't say panic. I would say it certainly doesn't look good. You know, Ohio State, quote unquote, poaches two assistants. When you look a little deeper, it's not, my God, people freak out. Like, half of the state of Michigan is freaked out that Mark D'Antonio won't do anything to change his staff. And then the other half is freaked out when Harbaugh either changes his staff or has his staff changed. But Al Washington had a very strong connection to Ryan Day in Ohio State.
Right.
His dad went to Ohio State. And Greg Madison has done this before. He left Michigan for Notre Dame years ago. So I can't say the Madison one was shocking. The Washington one hurts a little bit more for Michigan. Don't deny it hurts in recruiting, and it is all about recruiting. But listen, you know what's funny about Harbaugh? Have you guys talked much about Harbaugh in the last 4 years or so?
John or Jim?
John. Jim.
Jack.
Jim.
Is that everything that happens becomes this, like, new, we're all like babies, like, oh, I can't believe that happened. This is exactly who he is and has always been, and we were told is. He churns staff all the time.
So does Alabama. So do a lot of teams.
Alabama lost 6 assistants last year. Clemson lost 5. So Michigan's exactly the same as Alabama and Clemson. All right, I take that back. Strike that from the record.
Let me ask you this. For the replacement for Greg Madison, what would you think, because I think his ego would allow him to do it.
Jim Schwartz.
And he's a really good recruiter. Brady Hoke.
Thing at all. No. I mean, it is. Here's the thing, and it's not panic, but if there's one thing you want to be alarmed about with Jim Harbaugh and his staff, is some of them get better jobs. So what are you going to do? I mean, Madison probably doubled his pay to be defensive coordinator, or co-defensive coordinator. The one thing you have to be concerned about is what is the system, especially the offensive system? Like, are guys so unsure, like, who's the offensive coordinator who has to figure that out? Are they so unsure that that's why they leave, or are they just leaving for better opportunities? And if they're so unsure, then I really do think Harbaugh has to nail down, tighten up, figure out, turn over that offensive system to a bright, young, and as Bogey says, sexy offensive mind, and evolve in that way. That's, you want to talk about, you know, alarm or whatever, that would be the only thing. And can he and will he do it? I think he will. I mean, he'll pay money for coaches, obviously. They always do. He's got to pick the right one and then just not squeeze the guy into, you know, conservative playing.
We're talking to Bob Winowski. It's Wednesdays with Wojo here on Jamie and Stoney Show, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, Robert, we were talking about the Lions a little bit earlier. And
really?
Yeah. As we reported first here on the Jamie and Stoney Show, they are not participating in the postseason this year. I believe, as I think you believe, as I think Stoney believes, now what Martha Ford thinks could be different, but I think Quinn is in a do-or-die situation for his job this year. If they don't make the playoffs, I don't see bringing him back. I wouldn't, but regardless, do you believe he should approach this offseason as a desperate GM looking to make the playoffs in 2019, or should he do, oh, no, we're going to build a sustainable product here, we're going to still take our time? Because my argument is that you just can't do that in the NFL anymore.
No, you can't give him a free pass.
No. We stopped handing out free passes back in the 90s.
No. 1,000%. The heat is on. He has to act like an urgent GM. I mean, I was just looking. Do you realize in the last 6 years, 7 NFL teams have gone from worst to first or worst to the playoffs, including 2 this year. Houston and Indianapolis that tied for last place last year, and Chicago this year with a new coach. No. This is not, and I'm not even using his words against him. I'm not going to, well, you said 9-7 wasn't, so now we, no, forget the words. Just look at the history.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily just require, is Mitch Trubisky a transcendent quarterback that carries you to the playoffs? Is Nick Foles winning playoff games? Is that a transcendent quarterback doing? No, you can do it even if your quarterback, I think his name is Matthew Stafford, isn't a top 10 quarterback. You can still do it. And I think he has a chance to make some big gains. I mean, he has a higher draft pick. He has more cap space. They did find some pieces on that defense. And you know what? We should demand it. Now, why do they care? Well, go ahead and demand it. See what happens. But
I demand it.
Nope, I'm going 6-10 this year. What are you going to do to me? No,
I'm going to slam my fist down, and I'm going to tweet that it's unacceptable.
But, yeah, absolutely he has. It may only be Patricia's second year, but it's Quinn's fourth year. And I think 4 years as a GM equals 2 years as a head coach.
I agree. You know, you raise a good point. We have talked about Jim Harbaugh, despite what we said earlier. And we also have talked about that quarterback you mentioned, Matthew Stafford. In fact, I would argue on 97.1 The Ticket, they are the most two talked about human beings over the last 3 years.
Yeah, by far.
Who's third?
Third? I probably got to go with, probably Graham Glasgow.
Graham Glasgow, yeah.
Third. God, who would be third? I don't know.
Andre Drummond?
No. Yeah.
Jim Caldwell.
Bob Quinn. Yeah.
Ken Holland.
Warner.
Mike Valenti.
But the other thing about the Quinn Stafford thing, okay? He stood up there and just lavished him with more praise. He works with all the young guys in the practice squad. You know, he's a really great, tough guy. Okay. All of that, if you can believe it, you can go pull hog. You don't have a choice because you can't trade him right now. But by doing that, Quinn is unwittingly or wittingly shifting the pressure from Stafford to himself, to Quinn. Like, I got to get weapons. He didn't say, like, we got to get our quarterback to play better. He said, I got to get weapons. We got to surround him with better ways that take advantage of his ability. And to a certain degree, I'm glad, because this obsession with Stafford, while he has been not good enough, absolves everybody else.
No, you're right. And if Stafford has a bad year next year, by what you're saying, Quinn would have to limp to the podium and say, this is my fault, I failed.
Yeah. Right.
He can't then...
And Patricia would have to say the offensive coordinator I hired failed too.
Who, Cliff Kingsbury?
Oh,
I wish.
Yeah, I wish.
No, they and maybe maybe they're fine with it, but they're putting it on themselves because they just, whatever. Publicly, I guess I don't care. Privately, I wonder, but they're just not putting much on Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
And some people agree with that, actually. You guys should get Dan Orlovsky on the radio. Have you ever done that before?
No, I've actually asked Dan to recuse himself when talking about Matthew Stafford.
Okay, that's...
Much like Jeff Sessions. I think it's important for the upholding the legal department, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right. So... In that regard, not only do we say it's all on Quinn, deep down, Bob Quinn should recognize it's all on Bob Quinn now.
You're right. All right. Well, Joe, switching sports,
you have to
pick one.
No.
You have to pick one.
I hate this game.
Xavier Simpson or Cassius Winston, go.
Wait, didn't this come up on Twitter over the weekend?
I don't think so. I don't know. Did it?
Yeah. I posted it because people.
Oh, you posted it? Wow. Sorry.
Yeah, because I made one really nice comment about Cassius Winston when in the Ohio State game, and immediately my timeline was filled. Yeah, wait till Xavier Simpson takes care of him. Wait, and then they went back and forth.
Well, if it's been done, I'll change the question. Who wins between Michigan and Michigan State right now?
Tie.
I'll say both. They'll each win one.
Yeah, tie. They'll split.
And Simpson and Cassius Winston, you put them in the backcourt together, and they can split up their duties. No. Listen, right now... Cassius Winston, I think, is the better all-around guard just because of his the shooting ability,
yes.
The three-point shooting ability and scoring ability. I think if you had to go to war with one in an NCAA tournament game right now, it would be Xavier Simpson because of the defense. But even Winston has shored that up a little bit.
But in an NCAA tournament game, free throws mean a lot.
Well, that's a good point, too. See, I mean...
That hurt them on their way to the national championship game last year.
Oh.
You're right.
Jamie, was that suddenly snarky, Jamie?
That was. Yeah. That was. Yeah, that was. Well, I'm going to take it next level. If somebody comparing college guards, I'm going to go to the NBA. Okay?
Yeah.
Simple question. One or the other. James Harden or Reggie Jackson?
That's a little tougher.
Yeah.
That's a little tougher. Harden is a bit of a ball hog.
True.
I think I might go with James Harden.
Okay.
But you know what? Going back to that Michigan State thing and Winston and
Xavier.
Simpson, what do you think, when they first meet on February 24th in Ann Arbor, do you think there's any chance both of them are 16-0 in the Big Ten at the time?
Gov's convinced that Michigan will lose to Indiana because Michigan always loses at Indiana.
But I actually think they will lose that game because Indiana will get healthier by then.
Yeah. No, I don't. I mean, I understand what you're saying, although... We're breaking news left and right on the show this morning. I already reported you the news about the Lions not making the playoffs.
Devastating. Yeah.
I learned this morning that Michigan State was apparently 16-2 in the Big Ten last year. I have no memory of that whatsoever. So they were 21-2, right, Greg? In their last 23 conference games, their last two losses to Michigan and then at Ohio State at the start of last season.
Right. Well, you know, on the broadcast last night, Dan Dockich was pointing that out, and he was saying, do people even realize what's going on in the state of Michigan right now?
Yes, we
do. Michigan State 21-2 and Big Ten Michigan 29-1 overall their last 30 games. And I don't think people do. So here's your guys' little assignment, and I want your assignment done in time for 6 p.m. tonight so I can use it.
Okay.
If Duke, North Carolina, if that's Tobacco Road, what can we call our little... You know, I-96, US 23, Michigan State Road.
The Lodge.
Automotive Alley?
No.
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 What?
The Ninefo?
Aren't we deserving of a title like that?
Well, of course. I mean, as you and I know, you've got to name everything.
Now, I know they only use it for football, but maybe they could use it for basketball. Paul Bunyan Boulevard.
Nah.
I just spit into my phone.
I like the Lodge better. All right, Bob, we'll work on that. We'll have it ready for you by 6 o'clock.
Yes, put it on my desk, please.
Okay, there you go. There he is. Well, thank you, Woj.
Woohoo!
Wednesday is with Wojo right here, 97.1 The Ticket.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.